This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Winter, you look nice today.
Why? Thank you. And you look thin today.
Really?
No.
Well, that wasn't necessary. Why would you tease me like that?
Well, I thought we could talk about that today. You know, different ways to call someone thin.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
是的，我们今天啊，其实是要跟大家来聊一聊我们各种形容一个人瘦的说法。因为瘦也有各种不同的版本嘛，有的是骨感的。那有的就是饿瘦的对吗 OK 那今天这期节目的笔记呢我们也都放在了我们的微信公众号里面欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记 So if I want to use another word other than thin to describe a person what could I say?
Well, it depends Do you mean thin positively or negatively
Positively.
Well, slim is a good word.
Oh, slim. S-L-I-M, right?
Yeah.
Slim. Yeah. It's the same as saying thin, isn't it?
It's a little different. Thin is a general word. No, not good, not bad, just an observation. But slim means attractively thin.
Ah. So if you call someone slim, 就是说他是很苗条的,纤细的, right?
Yeah, it shows you like how they look.That they are attractive.
Ah, I see.
So, also, just like thin, you can use it to describe parts of the body, too. For example, she had slim wrists. One other difference between thin and slim is that anything can be thin, but slim is used almost always with people.
Ah, good to know. So, thin 还可以说其他的东西瘦
Yeah,
for example.
Oh, well, table.
A table is thin.
Yeah, you can say that this table is thin.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be a person. It could be an object. It could be an animal. The tiger is thin.
Right? Oh, okay, got it.
But slim is used with people. We don't say the tiger is slim.
Okay, thin. Human being word.
Yeah.
okay, so what about using slender to describe her wrists?
Yeah, sure. You can use slender. It's like slim, and it means attractively thin, but it also carries the idea of delicate, too.
Mm.
Now, so if we said he held her slender waist, we would also think he was holding her gently.
Ah, slender, S-L-E-N-D-E-R, 就是指也是苗条的、纤细的，这个意思是跟 slim 一样的。那同样呢，也是说这个人很 delicate.
Yes,
right, 就是很, 很轻柔的，需要呵护的那种。
That's right.
So, you wouldn't call a guy slender, right?
Well, of course you can. But most guys don't want to be called slender because, you know, they don't like the idea of being thought of as delicate.
Ah, I know what you mean. But some guys are, and it can be, well, attractive.
Sure. You know, that's true. But, you know, not all guys like that, right?
Okay, makes sense.
Also, slender can be used with other things. So we can say the plant was slender. So it's also delicate.
Oh, the flower is slender.
Yes.
Okay.Makes sense. So, any other words?
Well, my favorite is svelte.
Svelte, right?
Yes, svelte.
Svelte. Yeah. S-V-E-L-T-E. Why is that your favorite?
You know, it's just because of the way it feels to say it. Svelte.
Svelte.
I just like the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, svelte, it's just like slim and slender. It means attractively thin. But svelte also means graceful.So we might say she has a svelte figure.
Ah, so this only for girls too?
No, guys could be graceful, like me, for example.
Svelte? You are svelte?
No.
Are you kidding me? Svelte like an elephant.
okay. Well, one thing you should know about svelte is it's for, only for people, and it's only for the whole person. So you can't say svelte arms, for example.
Ah, so not parts of the body.
Right,
okay,
right, right.
大家记住了 svelte.S-V-E-L-T-E 这个单词啊它的意思是苗条的然后而且是指身材修长的
right, right.
所以这个词在形容人的时候啊你肯定是说这个人整体我们就不会用 svelte 这个词来形容身体的某个部位比方说腿很瘦或者是手臂很瘦就不会用到这个词了
Right, if you want to say that you use slim, slender or just thin
Good to know You said a lot of boys don't like being called slender What do you like being called?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Everybody forgets us boys. Guys like being called lean.
Ah, lean. L-E-A-N, right?
Yeah.
This word.
Yeah.
How is that different?
Well, it means no fat. You might have heard of like meat advertised as lean meat in the grocery stores.
Yeah, 就是瘦肉, lean meat, right? No fatty, better quality meat.
Right, right. Well... It's the same for guys, you know, he's a lean guy. Gives the idea of him being, you know, thin, no fat, but also strong.
Ah, yep. I guess guys like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 就说这个人很精瘦，对吗？
Yeah.
精瘦，对。Lean 也可以指猪肉啊，牛肉啊，
right?
Right. 猪肉。When I get to have lemon, I always order lean pork.
No, that makes sense, right? You don't want the fattiness, right?
对对。
So you find it more attractive.
嗯 ，Yeah. 像我去吃拉面，就经常就是点那个瘦肉，对吗 ？Lean pork. Okay, I hear the word skinny a lot.
Yeah, skinny is used to mean too thin.
Oh, so it's a negative word.
You know, not really. It's more how you say it.You're so skinny. You're so skinny.
yeah, yeah, okay. Skinny 这个词呢，它是指就是极瘦的、皮包骨的，或者是呢干瘦的。
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
所以像 Colin 说，你怎么样对别人说这句话，说你太瘦了，是关心的，还是就是那种嫌弃的，对吧
？Right.
就是根据你自己的说话的这个语气和方式了。
Yes, very important.、Mm-hmm.All right, that's all we have for today.
Yeah, 今天呢 Colin 教了我们好几个都是非常常用但是他们之间又有一些区别的这些形容一个人很瘦的这些词。那这些词和他们的例句呢我们都把它整理成了文字版的笔记放在我们的微信公众号里面。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you for joining us today for Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next time.
See you.